Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney joined by Will.
Hey.
Hey, and today we're going to talk about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Will's played a little bit, and I've played, I'd say, at least a day's worth. And we're going to talk about the Game Awards as well, and sorry we didn't record a podcast last week. Work schedules slash nothing to really talk about. We feel bad, and we're going to make up for it in this podcast. It's going to be a good one. So, Will, Game Awards, what were your initial thoughts?
I was really excited. It was a lot more than I thought, very long, compared to when it was just on the internet before. Now that they got a... What was the deal they picked? Was it CBS or...?
I think so. I can't remember. I, like, watched it in haste.
Being put on TV, they went all out and spent a lot more money than they're used to.
Yeah. All right.
It's
so
the biggest thing, Hans Zimmer.
Yeah, Hans Zimmer's theme was freaking awesome. So, anyways, yeah. So let's get into it. All that coming up right now. All right, so the Game Awards were the big announcements. A couple of big announcements in that during that time. I think the one you're most excited for, Will, was the Anthem Game Awards trailer.
Oh yeah! Now that I can see that the game actually has a story as just as much as action.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
Yeah. It's gonna be. It looks like the game's gonna be action-packed, and definitely it's gonna draw me in. It's gonna be like a PlayStation game. Is it for the PlayStation? I can't remember.
It's on everything. I just haven't figured out what to pick it up for. I've got it pre-ordered on deluxe edition for both consoles.
Oh.
Until I figure out which one I want to actually buy.
Nice. Is it up for PC, and is it crossplay or no?
I don't know if they've announced it for PC. I know there is PS4 and Xbox.
I think I'm going to stay away from PC. If there's a console version available, I'm going to get the console version because I've just been having a lot of issues streaming with my with both my PCs. Like if I'm on my desktop PC for the game and then streaming from my laptop, it's just like a fucking plethora of issues.
Yeah, Anthem is a console, so we'll be able to decide if you either buy a PS4, we can get it on that so we can play with everyone else, or we'll just get it on Xbox and we'll play with our few other friends.
Well, hey, Christmas is like 3 weeks away, so maybe Santa will get me a PS4. I've been good
Santa.
This year.
Santa, huh? Yeah. Maybe I'll send Santa some Facebook messages with little hints.
Yeah. Yeah, we're out of paper, so I can't really write him a letter. So I'm just gonna watch a trailer for Anthem again here. I'm just trying to open our website so I can just throw a bunch of trailers on everywhere, but
I'm really happy with how BioWare's been teasing this game. They've been playing it on Twitch from their actual studio, so letting people see more gameplay every little bit. But everyone, the biggest question everyone had was, this is BioWare. Does this game have story? All we see is this action, this open world, you know?
Yeah.
Now with this new trailer, they delivered a story-driven element that has me a lot more excited for it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to release a video here pretty quick on YouTube about this issue, but I'm very concerned that Anthem and a couple of other games that they announced at the Game Awards are going to be released unfinished, like a lot of games were this year.
I don't think Anthem will. This is BioWare. BioWare basically only works on one game at a time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to fast travel a little bit, but BioWare also announced, with just a tease, Dragon Age 4.
Oh, shit.
At the Game Awards, you saw it, right?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
It was just a tease. Like, yeah. There is no gameplay. There is nothing. It just showed Solas's voice. I can't remember what he said, but that was it. And then it had the Dragon Age symbol.
Right.
I highly doubt we'll see that game again for like another year.
Yeah. So.
So. I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. BioWare is really good for delivering full games. Mass Effect was a full game. People just had problems with some bugs.
Which game?
The last Mass Effect. Remember, it got panned universally because of like some of the cinematics and stuff.
Andromeda, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good time. All right, anyways, next we have Crash Bandicoot Team Racing Nitro Fueled. It's gonna be nostalgic as fuck. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
I am really excited. It's a collection of the remaster of the three CTR games. Basically, it looked like they also said, I can't remember, it's full remaster, but it's gonna have updated graphics, online play, customization, I think. And I think they also said they were gonna add a couple new levels.
Yeah. I remember you saying that for sure. I did watch the Game Awards, but I definitely skimmed through a lot of it because I didn't have 3 hours to kill.
Yeah, I'll keep you up to date.
Yeah.
It comes out June 21st, so this is just 2 days before my birthday. So
yeah,
who knows what I'll be playing.
I should know when that is. It's June something. June 23rd, right?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. I'm good. See, I care.
I just basically teased it, so.
Well, I just remembered it was on when we had that retro game thing going on.
Which we never went to.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Brooks went and took like two pictures and represented us really well.
Shout out to Brooks.
Anyways, so we have... Yeah, Crash Bandicoot Racing. I think I did play a little bit of CTR back in the day, back when my cousin was cool and they had a PS4. And I was trying to figure out where to take that joke, but it's not going anywhere. So, next to it, we have the Outer Worlds announcement trailer.
That one has me really excited.
Yeah, it's Obsidian's new game. It's an RPG. It's a RPG similar to Fallout New Vegas, and it's set to release in 2019.
But it's also brought back the original creators of Fallout.
Oh yeah, is that right?
Yeah, because Fallout wasn't developed originally by Bethesda.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Another studio did. I don't think it was Obsidian, but. Then Bethesda licensed out the rights to build a Fallout game, and then they bought the rights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so next we have... So actually, let's just check out Outer World if it looks... I'm just going to watch it again.
It looks good. Like, I'm excited.
It's got an interesting art style, for sure. That's what I remember. This kind of like basically looks exactly like Fallout.
Well, it's basically the same people that created Fallout, so they wanted to continue, but now that they no longer own the rights, right? They're trying to start a new franchise.
Okay. Yeah, it looks really good, actually. I'll put all these videos on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So, Awesome. Okay. All right. So, beginning of the Game Awards, the three CEOs were on stage together, which was kind of amazing to see that. Reggie Filame is still my favorite. Like, if we could get an interview with Reggie Filame on the show,
he would be the one I'd go for.
Yeah, I'd fucking retire right there.
But yeah, that was huge. That was something no one expected. Once you got all three of them out on the stage at the same time, everyone was like gave a standing ovation.
Yeah, I know. And then to top it off, Hans Zimmer's like opening theme, like epic as fuck.
Oh yeah, like I don't even want to know how much that costs to get him on board.
Yeah, no shit. they mentioned that they were gonna focus a little bit more on crossplay.
So, yeah, they said they're looking towards a future of playing together.
Finally, it's only 2018. Jesus.
So. Well, I think like they're realizing now with Fortnite being a free-to-play game, they're not losing any money allowing crossplay.
No.
Everyone still buys skins. You know, it's stupid. Like, and now Fortnite's announced they're also going to unlock accounts.
Yeah.
Which is about time.
Yeah. Well, no shit. Sony's just being a fucking baby about it.
So I'll be able to take my account onto my Xbox. I'll be able to take my account onto my Switch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Alright, so trying to find our... fuck it. Never mind.
Another one they announced, though, this was unexpected for me. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order.
I've never been into Marvel games, so this is going to be all you, buddy.
I was talking to Brian about the Marvel Ultimate Alliance the day of the Video Game Awards, and we were talking about how good the first one was, and the second one was kind of just nah. But literally a couple hours later, they spring up and announce Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, which is going to be a Nintendo Switch exclusive.
Yeah. That doesn't sound appealing to me at all.
It's kind of like a beat-em-up, but it's got a really good story to it and cinematics. It's a really fun game. I'm really looking forward to number 3.
All right. So, I'm not going to buy that game, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I know you won't.
It doesn't look interesting at all to me. Actually, on that note, though, Nintendo has like a long period of time where they don't release anything worth anybody's fucking time. And then, like, literally in the last 2 months, like, they've had back-to-back AAA titles. And now it's like, I'm literally only playing Switch and I don't give a shit about my Xbox or anything else.
Yeah, but then, like, February will come and then you'll be back on your Xbox.
Yeah, probably. So.
Yeah.
Alright, so Far Cry New Dawn was announced as well. And it says its release is February 15th. That seems a little soon, doesn't it?
It does, but I'm betting they just took the same engine and world of Far Cry 5 and just changed it, destroyed buildings and did stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's set in a post-apocalyptic version of its setting, New Hope County.
Yeah, that's what it says. It takes place after the events of Far Cry 5. If, spoiler alert, at the end of Far Cry 5, which was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life, basically Armageddon hits. And wipes out the whole world, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, which is totally, like, I don't even know how to put it into words. Like, because the whole game seemed pretty put together in terms of story. Like, basically go kill this, like, you know, father of the, you know, cult. And you're like, yeah. And then you get to kill him, but you don't. At the same time, like, you get, like, the world kills him. Like, the natural disaster kills him. And it's totally anticlimactic. So.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited for New Dawn. It says it's going to launch, like you said, February. But it's also only going to launch for $40.
Maybe they realize it's not more than half a game.
Probably. It's just a continuation spinoff, right? It's going to be still big, but it's going to be like just like Far Cry 4 and Far Cry Primal using the same engine as 3.
Yeah. I would, like, if they used the existing world, that would really cut down production time for sure.
That's why I think they did, is they just took Hope County and destroyed buildings and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm still excited. The trailer looks good. Those two badass sisters kind of scare me.
Yeah, I would not want to cross them in the back of Hope County Church.
No. And now it's like post-apocalyptic. It's like everyone is out for themselves.
Yeah.
You see the friggin' poster for the game. Has the guy tied to a car with them with freaking crossbows about to shoot him.
I need to look at that more closely because that kind of looks like the father in a way. But the YouTube play thing is stopping me.
Mm.
Yeah. Look at that post-apocalyptic Hope County. I just saved that shit.
You tried to.
Yeah, I tried to. Yeah, Far Cry 5 was a lot of fun. But like I said, the ending was super anticlimactic and it made me not want to play finish the game and do all the collectibles and play the DLC. Like, that, it literally finished it for me.
That's why I like Far Cry 3 and, in a lesser state, even Far Cry 4, even though it just used the same engine and changed the setting. The ending kept the game going for me.
Oh, yeah?
You know, like, everything that I played that game for, all the hours I put in, actually made sense.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like a slap in the face, like, oh, okay.
Anthem trailer. I'm like trying to multitask here as best I can. Because I want to play, I want to play Smash, but we'll talk about that later. I was going to make it a segue into the next section, but we're not ready.
Oh, we still got a few more games. There's also Journey to the Savage Planet. A new game for a brand new studio as well, that's made from the developers who worked on Assassin's Creed and Batman Arkham Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
Journey to the Savage Planet, coming in 2019. The game is an upbeat adventure game focusing on the exploration of a hostile alien planet with little to no resources. Though the concept is prime material for another battle royal or survival game, this developer state that is purely an adventure game. We're still a bit in the dark about what to expect from the game, but the developers have stated in a press release what the game's essence is all about. And from what I saw from the trailer, it looks like a survival game.
Is there a game that you can think of that's similar to it to kind of give us an idea?
There's one on PC, I'm just trying to remember, but it's a little different. Like, this one, you get, like, you on a savage planet. The other one is, like, you're freaking on an island. I just can't remember the name. Is it The Raft?
I can't remember. That doesn't sound like something I played.
It's really good. It's like a survival game. But just like that, you have like no resources and you have to build a raft and check out other islands, but you have to always go back home. You get tired and you can always get attacked too by like sharks and stuff, and when you're swimming or fishing. And yeah.
Awesome. I stick to a lot of mainstream games. I'm trying to branch out a bit and you keep recommending all these games that are coming out that are great. So I just don't have time to play them anymore either. That's the other thing.
I know. I end up buying a game and it takes a little while for me to finish.
Yeah. So. All right. Anyways, get rid of that tab. So there's one more here.
Well, we also, there's the Stanley Parables coming back.
Yep.
And which not really care about. I bought that on frickin' Steam maybe 5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's also Hades.
Hades looks good. I was watching a couple people play that.
Yeah, Bastion and Pyre developer Supergiant announces Hades, a roguelike dungeon crawler available in early access right now on the Epic Games Store. It has the same isometric look as their previous games, which is good enough for me.
Yeah, but during the trailer, like when the guy died and he goes back home, like to his home, he's like, "Oh, I died again, huh?
Yeah.
Well, time to start all over again."
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Another one we have is, where is it here? The Last Campfire, brand new game project from the developers of No Man's Sky.
developers of No Man's Sky, is that what you said?
Yeah, brand new project from them called The Last Campfire. The Last Campfire follows the last ember as it searches for a way home. The ember will encounter a fellow lost soul as it makes it trek across strange wildernesses, and along the way may also find meaning. While The Last Campfire doesn't have any console platforms announced yet, it is available to add to your Steam wish list.
So, do you think that the dudes over in what was the game you just mentioned? God damn it, not the one.
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky. I think the dudes over at dudettes over at No Man's Sky realize that they gotta put things in the game to make it fun.
Well, they did after. Like, it took No Man's Sky like 2 years before it actually became a full game, but.
That's,
I don't know. It's probably a game I'm going to skip on until I read reviews.
Yeah,
I'm a little
sure.
worried about that.
For sure.
Another huge one I was really excited about, though, was Atlas.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Watch the trailer right now. It's a brand new game from the creators of Ark Survival Evolved. It's an ambitious looking PC and console MMO featuring ship battles, mythological creatures, combat, and more.
Arcade.
This. Yeah, it's called Atlas.
Or Atlas, sorry, Atlas.
It looks amazing. Like, there's parts in there that look like Sea of Thieves. There's parts in there that look like World of Warcraft. Like, this is an MMO that has me excited.
Shit. Yeah, this looks good. Yeah, this looks really good.
Oh. It's coming through. It says, while the console version is coming in 2019 through the Xbox One game preview program. So I'm wondering. If, oh wait, actually, I think this game is going to be exclusive to PC and Xbox. Oh no, it'll probably just be on the game preview.
Well, good then. I'll play it because I have a good PC.
Oh yeah, and it'll most likely have cross-platform as an MMO, hopefully. So
yeah,
I don't like playing MMOs on PC if I can help it.
Well, they only recently started coming out with MMOs on console. Because I remember...
Yeah, I remember playing, like, everything on PC, and it was just a little, like, complicated at times.
I mean, yeah, it's doable, but I remember thinking way back, I think it was in 2012 or 2013, I was playing...
Guild Wars?
No, starts with an S, holy shit. We were talking about it, like, a couple months ago.
Oh, the one that just came back out on console.
Yeah. Sarah or something. I can't remember. Anyways, so yeah, I was playing that game on PC, but I was getting so freaking frustrated with the controls on the PC that I...
Terra,
that's what it was. That I literally switched to, like, using a controller on a PC MMO. Freaking controller. So, it wasn't awful. I just got frustrated throughout that game because there was PK dudes everywhere. And I just wanted to cry. So. But, I mean, it was fun. And I'm just glad that they... Like, Black Desert was fun. But at the same time, it's like...
Way too repetitive.
Yeah,
it
but...
was go here, go there, talk to this person, talk to this person, talk to this person, kill these.
Yeah, it was... Meh. But most MMOs
are
like
that. It's
not
an MMO for me.
Yeah. Most MMOs are like that, though. Like, that's kind of the sad part.
I don't know. I found, like, World of Warcraft, maybe not, like, the very first gen, but, like, once they started releasing expansions, and what was it back a couple years ago, the Lord of the Rings MMO, and even, like, Elder Scrolls Online now, there's a lot of story. Like, it's a story-driven game.
Yeah.
That's what really makes me go back.
Yeah. So, what... There was a Fable MMO coming out, wasn't there? Or an online version of that?
An online version, but it was like a four-player kind of like tower defender type thing.
Okay. So like take a game like Fable 3, where you're striving to be the king or whatever. Like take a game like that. Why can't that be an MMO? Like, you know, like it wasn't repetitive. It's like, it give you very specific tasks to do, and then you could just earn experience along the way if you wanted.
That's what I mean,
You know? Yeah, like this one, it's like, go talk to this person, now walk across the other end of the freaking town and talk to this person and yada yada yada.
Or go to the next town.
Yeah. It was, and then it's like, oh, kill 10 of these things. Oh, kill 10 of these things. It was just, yeah.
Kill
50, yeah. And then, oh, get a staff that's really hard to get. You have to kill like 50 of those things to get 5 staffs. It's like, fuck, yeah. It was stupid.
And then the fucking game just kept crashing.
Yeah. Yeah, the game crashed so hard.
Was a beta, but still.
Yeah.
There's a couple other games, but one that I kind of want to touch on that I'm a little confused about is the New Ancestors.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's that one where you play as an ape.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen the trailer?
Probably not. I probably skipped that part. That was near the end, wasn't it?
Close to it, yeah. It's by the creator of Assassin's Creed, Patrice Desolets, and his new studio, Panche Digital Games.
Yeah.
Their new game has you explore the jungles and savannas of Africa while surviving the harsh ecosystems and fighting off predators. You'll take part playing multiple generations of human ancestry from early apes to Lucy, the closest and earliest relative to human.
Awesome. All right, well, why don't we talk about the winners of the Game Awards 2018? So, there was a lot of categories going on, and there were a lot of good games this year, but like I said, there's a lot of games that were unfinished. You know, like, Battlefield 5, like, it's like 50% done still, like, we're still waiting on, like, 3 modes.
Yeah.
Call of Duty was unfinished, and, oh yeah, it was bad. It was freaking bad. So... some of the top nominated games include AAA titles like God of War, Red Dead Redemption 2, which was also unfinished, as well as indie games like Celeste and Return of the Obra Dinn. So the Game Awards also honored esports, giving awards to the biggest game, best team, and best player across a variety of games. So here we go. Game of the Year. The nominees were Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Celeste, God of War, Marvel's Spider-Man, Monster Hunter World, and Red Dead Redemption 2. And who do you think won? You know who won that, but yeah, the winner obviously was God of War, which was a finished game, actually, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a huge game. It was definitely finished.
Nice. So that's good. All right, so now we have, of course, the best ongoing game, which we have Destiny 2, Fortnite, No Man's Sky, Overwatch, and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. And surprise, surprise, Fortnite won that again. Yep. So, best
Fortnite
game.
Also won best multiplayer game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are millions of players playing it, so
yeah.
You know, it's population is always very high. Alright, best game direction. We have A Way Out, we have Detroit Become Human, we have God of War, Marvel Spider-Man, and Red Dead Redemption 2. Literally the year of us doing podcasts is like flashing before my eyes here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we started this podcast in February, so... Alright, so yeah, the winner of that one was God of War as well. For best game direction, best narrative, we have Detroit Become Human, God of War, Life is Strange 2, Marvel Spider-Man, and Red Dead Redemption 2. And Red Dead won that one as well. So, I've stopped playing Red Dead. I've just got so bored of the game, I don't even know.
You just gotta get past. You're only on the legendary bear. You have to wait till you get attacked, your camp moves, then the game really picks up and you won't put it down.
Alright. Well, when I get bored over Christmas, I guess I'll do that. I'll be playing a lot of Smash, though. Like, a lot of Smash. Alright, best score or music in video games. We got Celeste, God of War, Spider-Man, Ni no Kuni. Yeah, thanks. You know me, Japanese names. I don't even want to say the composer's name. Joe Hisaishi. I think that was right. Octopath Traveler and Red Dead Redemption 2. I found Red Dead Redemption 2 didn't have a lot of music in it. Like
it does later on.
Okay, all right.
Like if you watch the whole video game awards, they actually bring in the composer and play 3 of the songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Red Dead Redemption 2 won that. That's why I was questioning it. Mm-hmm. So best audio design, we have Oh, I just scrolled down too fast. Call of Duty Black Ops 4, Forza Horizon 4, God of War, Spider-Man, and Red Dead Redemption 2. All these bigger repeat games that got nominated for a lot of different things. And Red Dead Redemption 2 won that one as well. Audio design. Well, yeah, you gotta... Yeah, you gotta,
that's like sound effects and stuff like that. Yeah, you gotta admit, like, they were good.
Well, yeah, they got, you know, wagons don't freaking exist anymore, so they gotta recreate all the Wild West sound effects, so yeah, for sure. Anyways, best performance, Roger Clark as Arthur Morgan in Red Dead Redemption 2 was the winner. It's just too many things to say. Games for Impact, what the hell is that? Games for Impact, we had 1111 Memories Retold, Celeste, Florence, Life is Strange 2, and The Missing. So, Celeste won that one. I haven't played Celeste yet.
I haven't either. I've heard good things about it, though.
And Celeste also won Best Independent Game.
Yep.
I haven't heard any of the other independent games, mind you, now that I'm looking at it.
Best Role-Playing Game was won by Monster Hunter World, which was a shock to me.
Yeah. Best Mobile, we got Florence. Fortnite.
I don't think I've even heard of that.
Fortnite got nominated for that, and so did PUBG Mobile. But I can't see those games.
They're just not fun to play on mobile.
No, exactly.
You get riggedy wrecked.
Riggedy wrecked. Best VR/AR game. The winner was Astrobot Rescue Mission.
Yep.
And Tetris Effect. Man, can you play Tetris in VR? That's badass. That's next level shit right there. So, best action game, the winner was Dead Cells. And best action adventure game, we have God of War.
Yep.
God of War did really good this year. And so did Red Dead Redemption 2, actually.
Yep.
Best role-playing game. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say best esports team is Cloud9.
Cloud9. We'll get to I think esports is coming up here. Oh, maybe not. We'll just skip ahead here to the best esports game was Overwatch. Best esports player was Dominique Sonic Fox. The best esports team was Cloud9. All right.
A couple other things. The Industry Icon Award this year went to Greg Thomas.
There's a Content Creator of the Year here as well. And surprise, surprise, it went to Ninja.
Yeah.
He's probably the most well-known streamer. They also nominated Dr. Lupo, Myth, Pokimane, and Willy Rex.
Yeah, I kind of already saw Ninja winning it.
I mean, yeah, like no, oh, I mean, Dr. Lupo you've heard of for sure.
Lupo's good, Myth is great, I love watching Myth. Pokimane, she's really good too, she's branched out a lot more and just playing Fortnite. But, it's Ninja, you know. You think of, like, Twitch now, and his is the first name that pops up.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder what's going to happen to him once, like, Fortnite kind of trends out in a couple
years.
He'll
find another game. There's probably a couple.
Yeah, but, like, he's going to take a hit for sure, because, like, people watch him for Fortnite, and then, you know, he'll probably lose, like, half his subscribers.
Yeah.
Like he did when he took 2 days off to go to E3.
Yeah. I can't say her name properly, but the best esports host,
FG Shogs?
S-J-O-K-Z.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
She's gorgeous. I'll give her that. I just can't say her actual gaming handle or her actual name. Ife de Porto Torre. Whatever. She's a Belgian television presenter and esports player.
That's funny. Alright, so that was the Game Awards. I think we should move on to our main attraction here, which is Smash Brothers. So let me play that Smash Bros. Theme again. Oh, that is not the Smash Bros. Theme. There we go. Been waiting for Ultimate for quite a while. They announced it actually at E3. So, but here's the thing about Nintendo is Nintendo releases complete games. Like, they have a long, like, we were talking about this the other day, they have a long development period. It's usually about 4 years, and they really pump out a good game. And I feel like all these other big studios in North America, they try to pump out a AAA title in 2 years, and it's just not achievable.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, Smash Bros. Was really, really good. I streamed yesterday for like 6.5 hours, so if you're wanting to watch any of that.
I watched for a little bit.
Yeah,
so
you,
Chris,
yeah, you don't
want, I'm making fun of you.
I kept looking at up and seeing you as being the viewer or whatever, and I'm like, man, he's probably burning through his data. Like,
it resets today, so I didn't really care.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, anyways, the main, you know, multiplayer Smash bet was really good. They put stage selection first, and like, there's so much customizable things in this game. It's really, really good. And it feels familiar, you know, but there's some characters have new moves in their move slots. You only start with the original 8 from the original Super Smash Brothers. That's all you get, and then you just unlock everybody from there. I'm not sure what triggers unlocking anybody. I think it just literally picks at random every 10 minutes for a new challenger to challenge you. Because, oh, and then here's the other thing, too, is if you lose, which I lost, like, to every fucking challenger from, like for stupid deaths, too. Like, I don't know, the control stick, I'll push, like, B up. And if it's off by, like, 1 point, it'll be B sideways. I'm like, the fuck. It's just super frustrating. Anyways, I think I can literally fix that by buying a pro controller. Yeah. So
I had a good time watching you get wrecked by Zelda.
Oh, don't even fucking talk about that. We're going to get into that. Fuck. Anyways. So, the multiplayer mode was, like I said, a lot of fun. I played tournament mode. I played the multi-man Smash, which was a lot of fun. And what else? There's something else I played. Oh, the classic mode is really cool. Every character has their own different classic mode. It's just 5 fights and then a boss fight, and it's really, really cool. Excuse me. And then the credits page, when it rolls, you basically just get an OP like blaster, and you're trying to shoot all the names, and you have to try to work up and get as much points as you can. And if you get over 1400, you get a challenge thing unlocked. Hooray. So, yeah. The challenges are... Remember in Brawl? I think it was Brawl. How laid out it was. Like, how organized it was. The challenge mode. Or the challenges, like, panel.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not like that in this game. Each challenge has a pitcher. And the pitcher is a different size. And it's all fit together like a fucking, like, abominational art piece. So... It's really hard to kind of keep track of all the challenges. That's what I found anyway. Have you been in the challenge area yet?
No, I've only played like the free play quickly to kind of remember the controls.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'll probably get used to it anyway. Like, it's broken down into like Smash, Spirits, Classic. It's like broken down into all the different categories, but it's just everything inside there is kind of jumbled up. It's kind of strange.
Interesting.
Yeah, so yeah, that's the main Smash bit. That's fine. I haven't played online. I'm streaming online today, which by the time this podcast probably gets published, probably will be too late. But yeah, I'm streaming today doing just online stuff. So it should be a lot of fun. I might break off every once in a while and go back to Spirits mode because it's a long, long mode. And speaking of Spirits mode, sorry. Not breathing properly, and now I'm yawning. Spirits mode is unique, I'll say that for sure. I'm playing on hard, and the only reason I'm playing on hard is because you get better shit when you win. And I haven't checked yet, but I'm very positive there's going to be a challenge for like beating Spirits mode on hard. So I might as well just get that out of the frickin' way right away. So yeah, the idea of Spirits mode is like basically everyone gets obliterated, and in the first cutscene there's voice acting, by the way, which kind of threw me off. You saw the first cutscene because you just started playing Spirits, yeah, well.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, that threw me off. Zelda's voice I kind of liked. Pit's voice sounded stupid, but whatever. Actually, no.
That was kind of childish.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. It was like that in his game, though, wasn't it?
I don't remember him ever speaking, but that might just be because I haven't played a...
Yeah, I think in the last Kid Icarus title, they had full voice acting.
You sure? That was a 3DS game.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty sure. Anyways, so yeah, voice acting aside, cutscene aside, so Spirit Mode, basically you start off as Kirby, and that's all you can play as, and you go around and you're trying to freeze a bunch of spirits, and you have to set a bunch of spirit, you have to set a primary spirit to fight with, and then you can set support spirits as well, which have different attributes, and you have to level up your spirits as well, and each spirit has an attribute, so there's like, it's like a rock, paper, scissors type of deal, so they got speed, attack, and defense, and one is weak against one, but strong against the other, so when you're fighting a spirit, you'll look up, and it'll say, like, it has high defense or something, so then you'll know you need somebody who has high, like, jumping or whatever, or speed or whatever it is, to beat them, but if you beat them when you're at a disadvantage, you get better shit, so... The fighting is kind of unique in a way too, because you go to fight, say you'll fight a spirit, and it'll say, and it'll give you like a couple of mods to the map. For example, like it'll be like enemy favors, specials, and enemy jumps a lot or something. Like so, you kind of get an idea of what you're getting into. And then There's some fucking straight out of the bull's ass shit. Fuck. Oh, that Zelda one pissed me off. Will literally watched my ass get kicked for like a solid 20 minutes. I was literally losing my goddamn marbles on stream.
It was so good. Chris was watching you too.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it basically, it said hostile assist trophies will appear. And I'm like, all right, that should be fine. So I start playing this game, and aggressive assist trophies appeared like every 20 fucking seconds, and they only attacked me. They didn't attack anybody else, and even if they were caught in the attack, it didn't affect them. And I'm like, the fuck? So it's a one-sided total jerk-off of me getting destroyed by Zelda and this stupid bitch taking pictures. Oh, I was so choked, dude.
Yuri Kanata.
Yeah, I was literally raging so hard. And, because when she took a picture, she made you immobilized for like 5 seconds, plus gave you an extra 10% damage just by taking your picture. So then Zelda would come in and just rack up my damage for another like 40%, and then I would try to like, I just struggled so hard to like recuperate from that, and then I never did.
That was fun to watch, I'm not gonna lie.
There was no sound yesterday, was there?
They're on and off. Sometimes there was, sometimes there wasn't.
That's annoying. That's really freaking annoying, because I looked at the stream video yesterday after I finished playing, and there was a spot where there wasn't any sound.
Yeah.
That's kind of silly. Anyways, so there was a couple games like that. There was another one. Will, if you weren't... Did you watch the Yoshi one at all?
No, but I saw the one after that, and you were telling me about the Yoshi.
God, I spent probably a fucking good hour on those Yoshi ones. Okay, so it said the attributes were enemy or players are easily launched, but the only one that was getting easily launched was fucking me, because it was 4 like level 9 Yoshis on a team versus me, and I was getting absolutely destroyed. And oh, like he would count, you know how he's like, ready, go! Like, as soon as he said go, those 4 Yoshis were on me, and I'm like, oh my god, and I'm trying my best, and I'm switching out spirits, and I'm trying to find something that's gonna work so I can beat them, but I basically had to run away until I got one of them by themselves, and then I just racked up his damage and KO'd him, and now I only have to fight 3 Yoshis. It was just fucked, it was so stupid. So there's a couple of missions in there, Will, that are like completely one-sided and not fair at all. And then there's other ones that are actually like a fair challenge and fun. But yeah, so it's a hit or miss for sure.
Wasn't there one that kind of had like a Lion King type thing to it?
How do you mean?
Like the Stampede.
Oh yeah, no, that's Yoshi's Final Smash is like the fucking scene from The Lion King where Mufasa dies. It's like they literally throw the characters who got caught in this on the ground, and then a stampede of Yoshis, ironically in the like African like wasteland, like come stampeding down the hill and run over them. I'm like, that's I don't know how to feel about that. Maybe we're ready because the movie came out in 1994. 25 years ago. Oh, we're all grown up now. So, but yeah, so far I'm liking the game. I can't wait to play it, but I gotta go buy dog food. And then play with my dog so it doesn't go insane. And then I'll play some Smash after that. So if by chance someone's listening to this, you know, in the next 2 hours, I'm gonna upload it right away, but it takes a little bit for our Spotify and all that to update. So, yeah, that would be super. What do you think? I think there's a lot to do in this game compared to last games. Like, I found that you just run out of things to do really quick in Smash Brothers. Like,
yeah,
you know, the only thing left to do is like the actual multiplayer Smash bit.
Yeah, that's what I think. But I like the spirits mode. Like, I haven't gotten to where you are. I just did the first one. It does look like it's going to be fun but challenging. So, but I feel like it's going to give me a different side of Smash to play.
Yeah. Like Subspace Emissary was interesting. It was interesting. It was fun to play through once, but I've tried playing through it again, and I can't do it. It doesn't have any replay value. Oh yeah, and the other complaint I have about this game is that it's actually too easy to unlock characters. Like, I get you only start with 8 and there's 72 fucking characters to unlock.
Yeah.
But, like, there's no challenge to unlocking any of the characters. And as soon as you encounter them in Spirits mode, they're unlocked. Like, save their spirit, so to speak, then they're unlocked. But I remember in past games, you had to meet a certain criteria to unlock each player, which is what I was kind of expecting and what I was kind of excited for.
It might slow down later on, though.
But you said that guy unlocked all the characters in 90 minutes.
Yeah, but he probably did something, and this is like a professional, like not a professional player, but this is a guy that knows his games.
Yeah. All right, well, yeah. Yeah, like for example, in the original Smash Bros., it was like play 10 games in Smash and then Luigi comes as a challenger.
Yeah.
You know, like shit like that. You know, maybe beat 100-man Smash in like under 3 minutes or something and then someone will unlock. So, yeah.
Yeah, I remember those type of challenges. Those ones kind of pissed me off more than anything, though.
Yeah. But it's basically rewarding you for playing the game.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I bet you, though, there's still going to be some characters that are going to have, like, needed challenge rewards.
Yeah, possibly.
Because there's 72, right? Like, how many have you unlocked right now?
Not very many. I have, like, 13, maybe.
Exactly.
13 or 14.
And you're saying you're surprised how easy it is? Like, you wait. There's probably only a couple characters you can unlock through spirits, and the rest are through challenges or other game modes.
Yeah. So... Zelda came in as a challenger, and I'm like, all right, I'll fuck you up, Zelda. So I was fucking up Zelda real good. I had her at like 120, 130%. And I'm just like literally waiting to line her up to finish her up. And then, she literally attacked me, and then like the most ridiculous circumstances of events happened, and I died. And I'm like, fuck off. Are you kidding? Like, I had like 35, 40%, and Anyways, so what this game does for blokes like me that fuck it up, is they have Challenger's Gate in the Games and Others section. So if you, I think after 5 minutes, you can go back and re-challenge the challengers that have already challenged you. If that makes sense.
If you lose?
Yeah, if you lose, you can just challenge them right away. Not right away, but I give it 5 minutes. And then if you go to Challenger's Road and die again, which happened to me, then you have to wait like, 5 minutes, and then you go back and then you can challenge them again.
That's not too bad, though. That's probably going to happen to me a lot. I'm not a very good Smash player. I just play for the fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you going to be okay during our little event there?
Probably not.
Yeah, all right. Shit. I think the first one we're going to commentate. Okay, well, you want to share that now, or do you want to wait?
Well, we still got a bit of planning, so let's talk about that event coming up maybe next week.
All right, join us next week for exciting news for... an event we're going to do later, and we're going to put it on YouTube, and it's going to be amazeballs. Anyways.
Yeah, we're going to kill our friends.
We're going to kill our friends, or kill ourselves.
I'd rather our friends.
Yeah, and we mean that in a figurative way. But yeah,
stay tuned.
it's gonna be so much fun. I'm so excited. Anyways, so I think we reached the end of our rope here. Me and you just got up, and we got to start our day, and we got to play some Smash. So anything left to say before we sign off?
Not really. I'm gonna play some more Smash, and then I'll see about getting my friend code out there so we can play with some of our listeners.
So yeah, that's we got to figure out, can we play the actual game? Like, can I add you to like a party per se, not in just the online mode, and then play the game with you?
I'm not too sure. I haven't figured out. I haven't really looked into a lot of the online stuff. I know there's like there is online modes, but I just don't know if there's like campaign.
All right.
Okay. Check it out.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Anyways, thanks a lot for joining us, guys. Let us know on our Facebook page what you guys thought of the show. And if you want to come onto the show ever, just send us an email at videogamesnowinfo@gmail.com. And thanks a lot again. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.